Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. I am Chad Hasty. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Phone lines open to you at 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send in an email, chad@kfyo.com. That's chad@kfyo.com. And of course, you can follow along on social media, Facebook and on Twitter. That's where the show continues all day long. Coming up in this hour at 9:35, Larry Williams, Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire will join me. We'll take your automotive questions, or at least he will take your automotive questions. Well, I kind of just sit back and relax. And joining me right now, see, it's a fluid situation in Washington, D.C. Joining me right now, I think we're ready to go, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Congressman, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Chad, and belated happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
I'm anxious to hear your auto tips.
Well, it won't be mine, I'll tell you that. I'm leaving that up to the expert, Larry Williams, when he's in here, here in just a little bit. Congressman, today obviously is going to be a very busy day in Washington, D.C. Where are we right now? Yesterday we heard a lot about a potential deal that eventually fell apart in the House. Where are you when it comes to a deal? What would you agree to when it comes to lifting a government shutdown or the debt ceiling?
Well, Chad, you know, what I've always said is there's two things that I think are important to the future of this country. One of those is to defund or eliminate Obamacare. But the bigger issue here, and I think it's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle here, is that we're on an unsustainable path with debt in this country. Today, every American citizen actually owes about $53,000, that portion of the national debt. But more importantly, when you break that down on the number of taxpayers, so each taxpayer today, their portion of this $17 trillion debt is $150,000. Then if we start using the accounting that the government requires all the companies and individuals, and we look at the unfunded liabilities, we're talking about $126 trillion. That's even a hard number to get around, but when you equate that back to taxpayers, so that's over $1 million per taxpayer. So what we have to do is we've got to start having a discussion on how we start spending money we actually have instead of spending money that we don't have.
Let me ask you this. It seems as though, and you brought up Obamacare as one of the major issues, and that's how this started off. The shutdown, it started off with in the Senate with Senator Ted Cruz and others talking Obamacare, yourself talking Obamacare, other conservatives in the House talking Obamacare, but it seems to have gone away now. We don't hear a lot about Obamacare. Instead, with Speaker Boehner and other Republicans, Mitch McConnell, negotiating, all we hear with Obamacare is this medical device tax. Is that the only thing that's being looked at now, or is Obamacare still on the table as far as you're concerned?
Well, from my concern, it's still on the table. And, you know, one of the things about the deal that was rolled out yesterday, it just wasn't a big deal. I mean, basically it was, you know, saying we agree with the Senate. And, you know, I didn't get into this discussion to come up with little solutions. I came into this discussion to have big solutions. And, you know, Obamacare is certainly a big target out there that, and we're seeing firsthand what a mess it is. They're having a hard time implementing it. The president has had to give all of these waivers, exempting people, you know, basically, delaying the business mandate. Won't do the same for the American taxpayers. So there's really two debates going on. I mean, we've got the debt ceiling is one of the leverage points, but we've also got the continuing resolution, and that's how Congress sits down and determines how we spend the American taxpayers' money. And so both of those are important discussions. But again, we haven't been able to have those discussions because the president has refused to engage in that. And more importantly, our colleagues over in the Senate, Mr. Reid, just basically has said unless we agree to what he wants to, there's no deal. Well, that's not a negotiation. That's a dictatorship.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer, have you seen a deal come through yet that obviously it hasn't been voted on in the House, but have you seen anything that you could support yet?
Well, you know, for when it came to one of the things that we sent over to the Senate was, you know, a clean CR, and that was that if he would delay the individual mandate for a year, you know, that we would fund the government for some period of time. That was something I felt like that I could support because I thought that that was a big enough deal, basically giving the American people the same deal that he gave, he wants to give unions and big business. So that was something. But then on the debt ceiling, we've got that. We've got to have, you know, we've been working on the discretionary side, and that's the part of the government where we actually get to vote on. But so many of these programs are on autopilot, and we're really not addressing those. We have to address Medicaid and Medicare and food stamps and all of these entitlement programs because, literally, they're on an unsustainable path. And I know it's not politically correct to want to talk about those, but if we don't talk about them, well, we're going to bankrupt our country.
So what I'm hearing from you, basically, and let me know if I'm wrong here, is unless a deal comes along that either delays or defunds Obamacare, you're not going to vote for it. That's what you want. That is the main sticking point for you, correct?
That's right. It's got to be big. And you know, the medical device tax, I mean, obviously that would be nice for the medical device industry, but I don't think that does as much for the American people. So I think what we ended up talking about was little issues, and I think that's one of the reasons yesterday that you found that a number of conservatives that just couldn't support a little deal. I mean, we had, you know, gotten into this discussion to you know, do something big and not to do something little.
Let's talk about the debt ceiling, because if you turn on MSNBC or ABC News, CBS, you know, whoever you turn to today, they're going to talk about what seems like Armageddon tomorrow, that the world will collapse, that the U.S. will collapse tomorrow. Though you listen to some of the experts out there and even Moody's who say, you know what, we're not going to default. It's still up to the president. You know, the only way we default basically is if the White House and President Obama, they come through and say, we're not paying the bills. Which one's correct?
Well, I think the experts are, the people that actually know that. What they know is the government every day is taking in revenue. They have cash on hand. And so there's kind of two terms out there. One is, can the government, you know, pay its debt? Yes, it can pay its debt. Is at some point in time, are they going to have a hard time paying their bills? Yes, at some point in time, they're going to have a hard time paying their bills. And so, but, you know, tomorrow shouldn't be Armageddon because they'll have the money to roll over, with it, basically will be the Treasury bills. I think there's a couple of charts out there that show kind of what the cash flow looks like over the next, you know, 15 or 20 days. But, you know, Chad, here's the problem. This is the reason that we have these debt numbers that I talked about, is we use scare politics up here. When we want to start talking about, you know, doing reforming Social Security so it'll be sustainable for future generations, everybody goes out and tries to scare the seniors that you know, their benefits are going away. So then when we need to do something about our spending problem, everybody says, oh, we can't do anything about our spending problem because, you know, the markets will react to that. Well, when do we ever then have that debate or discussion? And that's the reason I think it's time to have an open and honest discussion with the American people. Hey, we're spending too much money, and we need to figure out how to fix that.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer, let me ask you this, because this has been in the news. I believe one of your colleagues, Representative Louie Gohmert, even alluded to this yesterday about the fact if the president decides not to pay the bills, if the president decides we're going to go ahead and default, is that an impeachable? Is that impeachable if he decides to go down that route?
Well, I'm not sure whether it's impeachable or not, but it's unacceptable, and this will fall on the president because the executive branch is in control of the Treasury, and the Treasury has the latitude. A number of experts have said that. So if this president wants this on his record that I'm the president that defaulted on America's debt, then that's going to be on him. Whether that's an actionable item or not, we would have to see, but it certainly would not leave a very pretty picture for his legacy in the future.
Last question before I let you go. I know you're very busy up in Washington, D.C., and again, I appreciate you taking some time to come on today. How confident are you that Republicans will get a big win on this and Republicans won't cave? Because if, and I'm sure you've had calls at your office. We've had calls here at the station on this show. There are a lot of folks out there who think that Republicans will cave, that leadership will cave on this. But and on the same hand, a lot of listeners and a lot of your constituents out there don't want Republicans to cave. What are your expectations? Do you think that John Boehner and leadership and Republicans will hold out?
You know, Rick, I mean, Chad, I wish I knew the answer to that. All I can say is that Randy Neugebauer is in for a big deal. That's the only person that I can predict. And, you know, if we don't get a big deal, I'm not going to be able to support that. I'm hopeful because it's too important to the country. We've got, you know, what we've got to do here is we've got to quit worrying about the next election and really start worrying about our country. And I'm tired of hearing people say, well, this would affect this in 2014 or 2016. You know what? You can't make good decisions based on that. You've got to make good decisions on the facts that we have, and the fact is we're on an unsustainable path here with our spending and our debt.
Congressman, appreciate your time, and we'll keep up with what's going on in Washington, D.C. Always appreciate it when you can join us.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Have a good one. It's Congressman Randy Neugebauer.